Welcome back to Winter Sports 2020-21 as we finally were able to hit the ice and have some fun all over the Tri-County area, not just in Wisconsin, as we finally made our way back to Minnesota and hockey exclusively right here on KDWA. We had a wonderful collaboration between KDWA and HCTV on Thursday night, and everybody got to be part of one of the best opening hockey games you'll ever see. The Hastings Raiders boys hockey team fell short, though. The final score was 5-4 St. Thomas Academy. The Raiders led 2-1 after one, 4-2 after two. Things were looking good, but three straight goals in the first 7:01 for St. Thomas Academy and the number 5 ranked cadets in the state of Minnesota. They go to 1-0. The Raiders fall to 0-1, but played their best, and they'll have a very good opportunity at getting a victory coming up on Saturday against Tartan as the Raiders fall 5-4. It started at 1:05. Luke Savage, his first of the season, from Connor Stoffel at 1:05. Raiders got things going right away. St. Thomas would battle right back. Brooks Bond on the power play, his first of the year. Cronin and Satine with the assist. It was 1-1 in the first period, but the Raiders were not to be outdone to take that 2-1 lead at 14-12. Jake Harris, his first of the year, from Jagger Kendall. 2-1 Raiders after one. Shots on goal were 13-10 cadets after the first period. But the Raiders gave one up right away in the second period, 13 seconds in, and that'll be a trend we'll talk about in the third period. St. Thomas, Tanner Brower, his first of the year unassisted. That made it 2-2 on a turnover in the Raiders' own zone right away. Second period, though, the Raiders get two back to take the 4-2 lead. At 6:51, it was Jake Harris with the pass in front. It looked like he got the goal for his second of the game and of the year, but it actually goes to Jager Kendall for his first of the season. Harris the assist along with Joe Benson. That made it 3-2. 13-20, Steven Reifenberger on a great pass in front, ends up getting a little breakaway, goes upstairs, blocker side. Reifenberger's first from Harrison Kendall made it 4-2. We thought things were looking good, but STA comes out. And again, first 16 seconds of the third, Raiders caught napping. Max Nagel, his first of the year. Deverell and Graham the assist. That made it 4-3 Raiders. But 2 minutes later at 2:18, Tyler Graham's first of the year on the power play. Raiders gave up a power play right away after that first goal in the third. Statine with the assist to make it 4-4. It was a tie game. 5 minutes later, though, St. Thomas would score the final goal of the game, and it was a big one. Johnny Johansson is first of the year as the defenseman gets into the scoring. Graham and Tilmany with the assist. That made it 5-4. The Raiders had chances, including a power play late, as well as pulling the goalie in the final 90 seconds. They had opportunities, but just couldn't get that equalizer to force overtime. But the Raiders played a wonderful hockey game. They definitely deserve better, and they will get better later on in the season. Final score, though, 5-4. As we said, shots on goal 39-26 favoring St. Thomas, and of course the Raiders will see them again in a couple of Saturdays. A couple of other scores to talk about. Hastings Wrestling, they split. They beat Henry Sibley 78-3. They lose to Simley 70-6. Prescott Girls Basketball with a win. They go to 10-2 overall and 7-0 in the middle border. They win 63-56 over Baldwin.